person is standardized in his sanctification, or even in the measure of faith. The Holy Spirit deals out the measure of faith according to His will, in His time, and in His measure. And He does that according to His will today, tomorrow, and the next day. And that is not necessarily alike. He may have reasons for letting it go down a bit for your own good, in order that you might stop in your tracks and begin to get a little alarmed, and then pray more fervently, read your scriptures more carefully, and so on. It's all an exercise, and it's a constant struggle right down to the very end. And I think the scriptures are plain enough in making that evidence plain. But what I really started out to have you to examine carefully is this fact, that when you are reading James, you are reading one who is telling a person who demands to be called a Christian that if he wants to make that demand, he should have the proof, the evidence that you can see, that will entitle him to the title that he demands that you give to him. That's all that James means to say. So you can pursue that, because there's quite a bit of that in your Book of Concord in this particular context, and you can look at that a little bit more carefully. Now, the last thing that I want to make mention of is way at the end of the article, and we'll have to turn to that now and then call it quits. And that is section 67 in this article 3 in the Formula of Concord, where then finally we're told, if anybody regards anything more as necessary by way of a detailed explanation of this high and important article of justification before God, on which the salvation of our souls depends, we direct him, for the sake of brevity, to Dr. Luther's beautiful and splendid exposition of St. Paul's epistle to the Galatians. So that is, of course, an ideal frame of reference. The same Paul who wrote, causing Luther to write that splendid preface to his epistle to the Romans, has also given us the epistle to the Galatians, which has a direct bearing upon the article of sanctification. And you can't do better than to get Paul under your belt, not only on justification, but also on sanctification.